Welcome, friends, to Psalm 33, a rare orphan psalm in the midst of the 41 psalms comprising Book 1. It's called an orphan because it doesn't have a superscript identifying the psalm with David or any other author. But it is sandwiched between two of David's psalms and follows on thematically from Psalm 32. So let's take a quick look at the continuity between them. In Psalm 32, David boldly proclaimed blessing on the one whose transgressions are forgiven. In that psalm, David transparently modeled his practice of confessing his transgressions, bringing them to Yahweh, and taking refuge in the Lord from the trouble stirred up by his own sin. And in response to the Lord's forgiveness, Psalm 32 overflowed with remarkable encouragement as David meditated on Yahweh's unfailing love. What amazing news that the Lord doesn't abandon us when we sin. No, instead, the Lord calls us to run to him, into his unfailing love, to receive both his promise of safety from trouble and instruction in his ways. And so, Psalm 32 finished with a command to those made righteous through forgiveness, to sing and be glad. Now today's psalm, Psalm 33, is that song, the kind of song that we should sing as we rejoice in the steadfast love of God. So let's jump in. Verse 1. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It's fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Listen to all those commands for the righteous to celebrate. Sing. Praise him. Play skillfully. Shout for joy. And who are the righteous? In Psalm 32, David didn't identify them as those who've never sinned. No. David made it clear that the upright are also those who quickly and humbly confess their sin, who run to the Lord for his patient instruction, and seek the Lord earnestly to learn his ways. This is remarkably consistent with our New Testament faith. The upright are defined by the Lord in whom they have put their trust and their responsive obedience to grow up into him. This song celebrates the reality of God's forgiveness as we joyfully receive what is offered to us, giving us courage for a way out of messes of our own making, to be found by the Lord and brought home when we have lost our way. It's a new song written for every sin-weary heart that finds itself suddenly set free. Verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Isn't this incredible? Faithful, lover of righteousness and justice, Lord of unfailing love. This is the character of our God. Yahweh will do for us what he has promised. And because we can trust him, we can sing in the midst of every storm. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. Did you notice the repetition? First we sing because the word of the Lord is right and true. We can trust his forgiveness and steadfast love with all our being. Second, we sing because by the word of the Lord the heavens were made. Yahweh is the creator God. His word doesn't just hold our lives together. His word holds the entire universe together. Not to trust him for forgiveness, protection, instruction, to make us righteous, makes us out of step with the fabric of all creation. How foolish it is to trust in our own way instead of his. That's why in verse 10, the song proclaims, "The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand forever, and the purposes of his heart through all generations." God will not allow the wayward nations of the world to resist his purposes forever, nor will he allow evil and sin to thwart his good plans for his people and his world. Yahweh's word spoken over creation is that it's good and very good. His blessing of life and goodness will prevail. Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. In Psalm 32, David proclaimed the blessing of the one whose transgression is forgiven. Now, Psalm 33 sings about the blessing of the nation whose God is the Lord. Isn't this amazing? God doesn't just want to redeem individuals. He wants to redeem the nations of the world. And this is precisely Israel's calling, that through the blessed forgiveness and refuge they receive, all the nations would likewise be blessed. God is so good. This is precisely why Jesus commands believers in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that he commanded. Now, all God's people in Christ are called to participate in Israel's servant calling, to walk in God's ways, and to reflect his love out into the world. And so, we find our message to the nations in verse 16. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Listen to all those salvation words. Saved, escapes, deliverance, and more. They're all offered to us, but only found in the Lord, where we receive deliverance through his unfailing love. That's what we're to walk in and proclaim to the world. And so we raise our voice and sing loudly to all who will listen. Verse 20, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. So I encourage you today to lift up your voice and sing, loud and clear, a song of the Lord's unfailing love, a love that finds us when we're lost, forgives us when we've sinned, and becomes a refuge, even from the storms of our own making. Perhaps you want to join me in singing one of my favorites. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. He gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.